Welcome to the Modern Savvy CPA, where financial expertise meets the cutting edge of digital age. I'm Sharon, your host, a certified public accountant, here to guide you through the intricate web of numbers and regulations, offering a fresh perspective of the ever-evolving world of finance. Hi, this is Sharon. We are going to be still mining our business money today, and we're going to be talking about four steps to protecting your business credit. Business credit is just like your personal credit. A business is an entity. It has its own tax ID number, just like how you have your social security number. The business has its own tax ID number. So once you get a tax ID number for your business, you want to start developing good credit, because it's important for you not to be holding loans for your business. You want your business to be able to hold their loans. So it's an important thing to start thinking about your business as its own entity. Just like you're an entity, you're an individual. A business is a corporation or an LLC or a partnership. They're an entity. You're the individual entity, and they're their own entity. So once it has its own tax ID number, it's going to start building a credit. I know a lot of people don't think about this, but it's an important thing to think about your business credit, and for so many reasons. And one of the biggest reasons is you want to be able to leverage. Leverage means you want to use other people's money to maximize and work your profits, build your equity, build your business equity. So one of the keys is credit. You need to make sure that your business credit, you know. Research have found that 20% of small business loans are denied due to business credit. That means that's one of the reasons that is denied, because of the credit that you have. If you need a loan, why would you need a loan? You will need a loan to expand your business. You want a new location. You want to buy equipment. You know, there are all these things that you can do. Loan is leverage. That when you have leverage, that increases your cash flow. So that's an influx of cash when you're able to get leverage, when people are wanting to invest in you, whether it's a bank, it's a person, it's an investor, they're putting money into your business. That increases your cash flow. That gives you the opportunity to do different things, to make more profits eventually. You know, your business credit also impacts your insurance rates. So workers' comp insurance, liability insurance, your key person insurance, all these different insurance that you need, it affects your credit, will affect that. It's just like you. If your credit is not good, then your insurance rate is going to go up also. So you want to make sure that's also one of the reasons. It also works with potential suppliers and vendors. If you don't have good credit and they're running, that's one of the things they look at. Your rates are going to be higher. They're going to want you to pay before you get to the stuff. So that'll decrease your cash flow. So you want to make sure that, you know, you have good credit. You understand what factors impact your credit. So while there might be several elements that impact your personal credit, the business credit score is slightly different. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what determines your business credit. So at the beginning, when you're first starting out, your personal credit is important, because your business credit is new. It's like a baby. It's like you're 18-year-old that does not have any credit history. So when the business is starting out, there's no credit history. And we all know that history is one of the things that builds your credit. You know, one of the most important thing. So you might not be able to get a loan. You might have to personally guarantee and have your personal credit score. That's why it's important to have your personal credit score when you're owning a business. Will impact your business credit score. So you want to make sure that you, if you're a new business, that you're able to have a good personal credit score. So in the future, while you're building your business credit, you will be able to pay back the loans that you have loaned to the business, because the lenders are able to loan the business the money once the business is developing their credit. The other thing is business longevity. The longer you are in business, the better your credit score will be. So that goes back again to credit history. Credit history is the number one. So the more you're paying your bills on time, the more you have business credit. So a lot of my clients, what they do is they put a lot of their credit for their business in their personal name alone. I advise you that if you want to build your business credit, you want to make sure that when you're able to, you know, you put your business credit in your business name, your business liability. When a business starts out, the one thing I tell them to do is once your entity is formed and you have your business plan, open your business account, your business bank account, and your business credit card. Because I am not a big believer in using a debit card. I do not believe in the security of a debit card. And I also believe there's other things with a credit card that would work for you, but it's a form of payment. It is not an extension of your payment. So you want to pay off your credit cards at the end. But it is a way to build your business credit. You know, the other thing that you need to think about is revenues. If you're bringing in revenues, it may be a positive impact on your business credit. So that's one of the good things. Once the business is building, it's getting revenue, it's going to do that. The other thing that affects your business is assets. One of the biggest assets that affect your business is real estate. So you want to make sure that, you know, that's one of the high value assets. You know, your equipment might be another asset. And once you're having these loans and these assets, it affects your business credit. You know, there is the other thing that you need to look at is the industry risk. You know, there some businesses like bars and restaurant, they are higher risk takers. You know, this causes the lender to think differently. Depending on what type of business you have, the lender is gonna affect your business credit. So whichever industry you're in does affect your business credit. Whichever debt vehicle that you tap into, you want to make sure that these are situations that, whether it's if it's long term or short term, how does it affect your company? For example, it can take time for a firm to have positive cash flow to start off. So in the meantime, you know, how do you pay your employees, your suppliers, your overhead? You want to be able to have that cash flow going. So, you know, in case you have debt issues, however, or your credit, you know, you've fallen into the situation where, you know, you have too much credit or you're not paying your business on time, there are four steps that I want to talk to you guys about to minimize your debt levels and to get your finances back on track. So let's talk about, you know, these four steps where if you do get in trouble with your business credit and you are not thinking about that and you're at the point where you're way into your business and your business credit is not that good, there are four steps that you need to look at. So first you need to identify the areas where, you know, you can reduce your costs. So you want to make sure that your cash flow is working properly. So perhaps you need to sublease some of your space, your office space, you know, sell off excess equipment if you've bought too much equipment so you can have the cash flow so you can pay off the different things. You know, while you're you might be not thinking about shrinking your workforce, you might want to think about, you know, making sure that you're using your workforce in the necessary way to keep your business alive. You know, that's one of the things that you need to think about. Using, you know, understanding connected with your customers and seeking ways to increase your exposure to improve your business model and thus your revenue with your customers is one of the other ways that you can improve your business credit. Offer your best customers markdowns so, you know, they can pay you quicker and you can get your cash quicker if you need to pay your suppliers on time. So managing the cash flow again, deferring, you know, understanding the discounts, getting a discount if you defer a payment, you know, that type of things. You also want to consider creating other finance options. So one of the things that if you have not so good business credit, you know, you might be paying higher interest rate for certain things like angel investors, crowdfunding, you know, raising cash without any big payments. But you want to make sure you're using that cash wisely to improve your credit score, making sure that you're using the cash to pay your stuff on time and you're doing these things properly. So, you know, you want to contact all your creditors and get, you know, where they're at with your things. Don't ignore your lenders. Make sure you're always talking to your lenders and your creditors, making sure you're explaining to them the situation you're in and what type of plan that they can put you to on so your credit doesn't get worse than what it is. Always talk to your lenders. Always ask for a lower interest rate. You know, one of the things I tell my kids, always ask. The worst they could say is no, and you move on to the next person. But always ask, because you never know what opportunity is waiting for you on the sidelines if you're not talking and if you're not communicating and if you're not asking for things that you think that might be helping you to do things. So consolidating your business loans into one payment might be one of the options that you think about also. And that will affect your business score better if you, in the long run, if you're able to do that. The last thing I want to tell you about is tap into your government. You know, talk to the SBA, the Small Business Association, to help you understand your debt and give you more debt. And, you know, in order for you to consolidate your debt. But in the end, you have to remember that you don't, you know, you look back to learn, but you look forward to succeed. So you learn and then you succeed. So you can't go back and fix things, but you can move forward to learn from those lessons to succeed in the future. And that works for any part of your business, and it works for your business credit. So just remember that your business does have a credit score, and the better the credit score, the more that people are going to want to invest in your business, the more you're going to be able to use other people's money to make more money. So this is one of the other ways that businesses should mind their money. You want to mind your business money always with business credit. Welcome to the Modern Savvy CPA, where financial expertise meets the cutting edge of digital age. I'm Sharon, your host, a certified public accountant, here to guide you through the intricate web of numbers and regulations, offering a fresh perspective of the ever-evolving world of finance.